let's get onto this debt. I'm sick of saying it, right? I've said it to you. I've said it to the fans. This is an amount of money that somebody has lent to us who's a benefactor. This is not bank debt. And if some other foreign owner does that sort of thing, it never gets a mention. Because it's Eddie Davis and because it's Bolton Wanderers, it gets called debt. Now, I know technically it is debt, but it is not in the sense of a bank debt. We owe the bank 8 million quid, an overdraft, and there'd be many a club in this country who'd be envious of having an 8 million overdraft in a football club.
So it's not causing you any sort of sleepless nights?
It doesn't cause me any sleepless nights. It might cause Eddie a few, but it doesn't cause me any.
What about, though, Phil, with the onset of financial fair play? Will that have implications for it?
Financial fair play does have an impact on us, because it means that the owners of clubs like Nottingham Forest or Bolton Wanderers or anybody else can't actually give the club money in the way that they have done in the past, and it does put some restrictions on us.
Phil,
yes, Jeff.
What would happen, and so many Bolton Wanderers supporters have prompted me to ask you this question, just to clarify, hypothetical situation, Eddie Davis rings you up tomorrow and said, look Phil, I've had enough, I want my money back.
Where am I going to get it from? Right. I mean, the reality is I can't go and borrow it from a bank. I can't give it him back, and he knows that as much as I do. And the reality is that he's invested in this club, and you can call it equity. It's not necessarily a real debt in that sense. It's equity. And like any other business, to get it back, he's got to either sell it or refinance it. And the chances of refinancing a football club in a banking world are like zero. So in terms of refinancing it, it's a difficult situation. Eddie's given us no indication that that's the situation.
What is it? How does he deal with it when financial figures come out like that? I'm sure you would agree, Phil. I mean, people, you know, even if it's outsiders looking in, people on the periphery are bound to raise an eyebrow, even in the current.
Well, they don't raise eyebrows about other foreign clubs, Jack. I mean, in the sense that how much money have other people got in real debt in terms of bank debt? It's never raised by other clubs. This is an individual who's putting money into a club that's his club. It's not. When you look around the place, we've got a ground, a training ground, an academy, hotel, property. We own all the surrounding land around it. We've got development land. We own that. We've got no debt on that land at all. This is Eddie's assets.
So that there are some substantial assets as well.
Do you have to ask that question, Jack? Because we're sat in a stadium that we built 15 years ago that we don't have any borrowings against. We have a hotel next door that we don't. I mean, you've got to remember that there are substantial assets.